My granddad and my gran, they are like kind of helping with the organization of the festival.
Yeah.
And we'd been my granddad was like telling us about all the different things that would be going on, and it was getting me really excited for it. And so I just kind of wanted it to come sooner so we could go to Taika. We've been practicing all the challenges at home and stuff. So the first one we've been practicing at the moment was specs.
Okay, so tell me about specs. Tell me about the specs challenge. And of course, for anybody listening to this at the moment, you can find out what the challenges are by going to the Tone News website. More about that at the end. Just tell me about the specs. What did you have to do?
We have to do any kind of art form or anything like that, anything we want. We could do a poem, write a piece of music, we could write a story, we could make a sponge cake even. As long as it's about specs and shows a way to see clearer to the future.
I love the thinking behind that. So, just to reconfirm, when you talk about specs, you're talking about glasses. So, anybody who wants to get involved, they might want to design a picture of some glasses, maybe, or make a cake in the shape of glasses or whatever. So, what did you do? How did you do it?
Well, I wrote an acrostic poem about specs, and my brother did a photo, a very a good photo of like an artistic way.
I saw that. That was a really good photo. It was an excellent
Yeah.
photo. How old's your brother?
My brother's 13.
He's got a good eye for the camera. Fair play to him.
And my sister did a very creative dance about specs.
Right, okay. And how old's your sister?
My sister is 7.
Oh, brilliant. Good on her. Well, Isaac, that all sounds really good. So, is your sister there?
Yeah, my sister's just here.
She's there, is she? Can I speak to her, please?
Yeah,
Go
I
on then,
can
bang her
speak to
on
her
then.
now.
This is Maya that's going to be coming on to talk to us. So, yeah, tell me about these dances then, Maya.
So I got them both off an app called TikTok. It's an app that I really like. It's like where you can make videos and post them, and it's like dance and stuff.
Yeah, I know what TikTok's all about. It's a bit mad and crazy, isn't it, TikTok?
Yeah.
A lot of fun. So, what did you do for your dance then?
I did a dance that I didn't know that I learned a couple of weeks ago.
So, is this ballet that you do, or is it some kind of other dance?
I used to do ballet when I was like 3,
Yeah.
but I do straight dance
Oh,
now.
street dance stuff. Oh. And did you enjoy doing it?
Yeah.
And you would recommend it for somebody of your age, would you?
Yeah. So
Yes.
like other people can like get to enjoy like dance, not just like girls and like boys.
Yeah. And it's all about having fun, isn't it? A lot of this is all about having fun. And you never know, you might win some money as well. So that's the beauty of the Taika Festival, isn't it?
Yep.
Well, I'm glad you've enjoyed it. Very quickly, can I speak to Mum?
Yeah, sure.
Hi, yes.
Hello, Mum, you're on the radio. So they've obviously done very well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's just nice for them to do, have activities to do. And I think that's the great thing about Taika Festival. You know, at the moment, we're all fighting boredom with our children and trying to homeschool. And it's just really nice opportunity for children to engage in their creativity and their artistic skills. So hopefully, I think lots of there's a few different age groups, and I think it's a really good opportunity for children to just have some fun.
Excellent. And how are you getting on with homeschooling?
Yeah, next question. I'm actually a lecturer, but I'm finding that teaching younger children is far more of a challenge,
What do
very
you
much
teach
so.
then?
I teach entrepreneurship and human resource management.
Do you know, it's really weird because we had to email the school today about my son Alfie and give some response back and one thing and another. And the teacher came back to us and said, yeah, well, she's obviously a teacher, but she's struggling to home school with her three kids as well. How mad is that?
Yeah, it is. It's tough. It's very tough. Maya has been quite creative in getting her brothers to answer her math questions for her. She had a math question, and she said to her brother yesterday, "Just imagine you had 32 people in a room and you had to give them four things each. How many things would that
Oh, brilliant.
be divided by?" So she's being very creative, and I absolutely wholeheartedly respect her enterprising skills at the moment.
Excellent. Well, look, nice to speak to you. Thanks very much for letting us chat to the kids as well.
No
And how's Mum,
problem.
by the way?
Yeah, she's good. She's
Mad as
good.
ever?
Yeah, as ever.
Brilliant. Zoe, yeah. Nice to speak to you and say thanks to the kids as well.
No problem. Thanks a lot.